Well, hi again. This is Michael Connor at Sex and Podcasting. I sort of took a little break. The weather got really good. It's starting to be spring. I don't know how much podcasting I'll get done in the summer. There's so many other things to do here at the farm. But today it's terrible weather. It's cold and rainy and a little snow. Late April in Wisconsin. Welcome to the Upper Midwest. So I thought I'd do another podcast today. Adam Curry is sort of a super smart guy that's doing an awful lot in the podcast space, as most of you probably know. Every once in a while, he puts out something called a strategy cast. He put one out yesterday that, interestingly enough, cratered his server. One of the ideas that he was talking about that really rang a bell for me is he was sort of admonishing us all to, you know, pay attention to the needs of the listener instead of just the needs of the producer. And another idea that he came up with sort of at the same time, and I'm not even sure if it was Adam or it might have been Ron, his trusty sidekick, Ron. Anyway, they were talking a little bit about how podcasting really ought to be two-way. And I was thinking, if on a podcasting site like this one, wouldn't it be neat if the comments came in as podcasts instead of as typed stuff? So you would get to listen to a podcast, and then you would get to hear all kinds of little mini podcasts that could get strung on the end of the podcast as the comments part. What you would be able to do then is hear, instead of read, the ideas of all of us podcasters, most of us who are probably a lot more comfortable in the audio medium than we are in the written medium. And so you'd sort of get a different kind of show. You know, you'd get whatever, you know, like me, you know, I do my rant and my record thing and so on. And then at the end of that, you could hear people's reactions to it. Now, in order for that to happen, this is my geek wish list. We need some gizmos out there for this to work. One gizmo we need is a lot easier way for normal people to make a podcast. I know I'm ranting a lot about how easy it is to do, but that's, again, coming from sort of the producer point of view. There's no way that most of my friends could do all this. They wouldn't want to fiddle around with a microphone into their PC, into software, into an FTP client, up to a web page, and build an RSS feed, and blah, 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 all that stuff. It's too hard. So there's got to be some way that you can sort of go straight from the microphone to the comments section in a blog. So that's the first software widget that would be really cool. Either straight from the microphone, or if somebody had produced a little MP3 file, a little podcast file, some easy way to just upload it in there and have it get sucked into the comments section and incorporated in the RSS enclosure stuff that makes podcasting work. Another thing that would be neat is if those little chunks could be tracks in an album. And so when your software pulls down all of this stuff, it pulls it down kind of in chapters. So if you hear my podcast and you go, oh, well, that's pretty interesting, I wonder what the comments are, and then you start listening to the comments, if one of the comments is like dumb or not something you're interested in, you could just fast forward, you know, hit the button on your iPod and skip to the end of that track and get to the next comment. So the next software widget that needs to happen is sort of a gizmo to string all those together and make sense out of them so that it's easy to pull it down. One other idea that this sort of fosters is the notion that by listening to these comments instead of reading them, in a way you sort of get a podcasting sampler. One of the things that Adam's talking about is how important it would be for us to cross-pollinate each other's work, and I think that's also a really good idea. And what better way to do that than actually do our work in the comments? So now I'm listening to a podcast, you know, we're listening to these little comments, and we hear comments from people we like. That incents us to go off and listen to their podcasts, and so it's a great way to sort of promote each other's stuff organically. You know, we don't have to go and search for it. It's just going to be there. Anybody who, you know, has the gumption to comment on a podcast would then have sort of a little mini promotion of their stuff. Of course, that would in turn require some etiquette. It would be bad form, it would seem to me, to have a comment that was very long, because now, again, the listener gets clobbered with huge files, and the podcaster gets clobbered because, you know, maybe the comments start to take over, and, you know, it seems to me that's not so good either. So I think one of the etiquette things is if these voice comments are out there, they should be short, lots shorter than this one, for example, which is in my 5 minutes of rambling plus 5 minutes of music rant in a record format. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. You can join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.